In his infomercial last night, Ross Perot echoed the promise of Bob Dole to end the IRS as we know it. And Dole's promise was itself a twist on Bill Clinton's pledge 4 years ago to end welfare as we know it.
This made us wonder for a moment about political oratory as we know it. In the Oxford English Dictionary,
the OED as we know it,
the earliest use of this phrase that we found was from 1883, a reference to what Franz Schubert did to the song as we know it.
And it makes sense as something the Victorians would say, they being the people who made us mindful of evolution
as we know it,
and hence the mutability of the world as we know it.
But we're left with some questions. Is a politician's promise more modest if he promises, say, the end of the helium reserve as we know it, as opposed to just the end of the helium reserve?
And what are the limits of this little phrase? Can a candidate pledge to wipe out waste, fraud, and abuse as we know them? Or is it impolitic to suggest that we enjoy a nodding acquaintance with that unholy trinity?
We expect the limits of this usage to be pressed to the extreme in the national political debate
as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.